Hey everyone, a viewer wanted me to record a raw voiceover sample, so here it is, and I actually moved it away from the computer because normally there's computer fan noise, there's reflections off my desk, so I moved it to a part of Studio A where there's not as many reflections. So hopefully this sounds better, hopefully I'm not distorting, it's a little bit hard to see. Hold on. Okay, I'll just talk a little bit quieter. So I have the gain on the Audient ID14 all the way up on the preamp. So I think that's the 5 o'clock position on that. Yeah, 5 o'clock I'm thinking it's either 4 or 5 o'clock. Either way, it's all the way up. I believe it's 56 decibels of gain, which the reason I'm doing that is because the Shure SM7B is known for having very little output. Which is true. That's the one thing I don't like about the mic, is that you do have to boost it a lot when doing voiceovers, or eventually I'm going to end up getting one of those clean boost, radial mic boost, or cloud lifter peripherals. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm also going to record, I forgot to mention that I recorded this at 24-bit, 44.1 kHz using ASIO, and I'm also going to record another sample at 96 kHz in case there is any differences. But yeah, this is definitely more of a torture test than anything, but I did want to record something. Oh, you know what? I'm going to record with the game where I normally have it, and where I normally speak very close to the microphone. Right now, I'm about 2 or 3 inches off the windscreen of the SM7B. So this is pretty much the worst this preamp can sound. I'm not going to do any noise reduction. I'm not going to do any compression or equalization. This is straight out what the SM fit. This is straight out of the preamp what the SM7B sounds like going into the Audient ID14. Okay, this is the level that I normally have the ID14 set to, which is about the 4:30 position, maybe a little bit more towards a little bit after 4 o'clock, and that's because I tend to speak loud. I speak very close to the microphone. That's to minimize the noise. Right now, I think it's around negative 70 decibels. Let me shut up so you can listen to it. Now, again, that's because I have the microphone about 8 feet away from my computer. Normally, it is sitting right on top of the computer, so it does pick up fan noise, and I use noise reduction to get rid of that. But right now, the noise floor is at negative 72 decibels. I'm curious if I were to use something like McBoost from Radial or the Cloud Lifter, if the self noise of the microphone or the preamp would be less than the noise in the fan from the computer. Interestingly enough, though, I noticed that most of the noise is around the 100 hertz and less range. So basically around 20 hertz to 60 hertz, there's more noise. That's where your negative 70 decibels of noise is. But then once you get to the mid-range and high-range frequencies, that noise level drops to like negative 110 decibels, which is crazy quiet, you know, which is basically the maximum that this converter can do, which is amazing, really. Anyway, just like in the last audio sample, I have no compression, no equalization. The only thing I'm going to do, and this is for YouTube, is boost the volume up to negative 0.7 decibels full scale. But then in the sample files, I'm not going to have any effects on at all. No faders, no nothing, just a straight file, including my mistakes. So I cut out all the mistakes from the YouTube video, but you're hearing the mistakes that I edited out. Hopefully I can remember to do that. Anyway, I'll even leave my coffin. I'm going to do a 96 kilohertz sample as well right now. So bye.